This morning we have a guest joining us here sitting in our studios. Deb Brown is with us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cumberland Fitness Center and a run-walk event you have coming up this weekend in the middle of winter. Who scheduled that? Hi, Deb. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me on, Jim, and the opportunity to share a little bit about the fitness center, but really and also about this Burr Fun Run and Walk we're having this Saturday down in Cumberland.
What's fun about running and walking outside in the winter?
Well, you're talking to a cross-country coach, so anything regarding exercise and getting active is always, I think, a plus. But we planned this. This is our second annual. We had this last year. We held it last year, and it was well received. And we really put it in conjunction with February being American Heart Month, and really an opportunity to get people maybe off the couches and moving, but also thinking about their health.
And actually, we joke about that, but it's actually, the weather's not going to be terrible on Saturday. So.
No, that blast is going to come, and it's going to leave us. And Cumberland's a beautiful community and very safe community, and we would love to have as many people come join us as possible on Saturday.
You bet. And we'll get to the details about that here in just a little bit. But this is an event to continue to raise awareness and some money for the Cumberland Fitness Center. How's that project?
It is going well. We've been, the center's been up and going for just a little over a year. I wouldn't be lying if I said I wish we had more people that utilized it. I always say the Cumberland Fitness Center is probably Cumberland's best kept secret. Even though I feel like we've done quite a bit to let the public know and let area residents know that it's available. I'm always surprised and sometimes shocked when people say, I've never heard of this before. So.
Well, in small towns, especially like that, the resources usually aren't there to provide these types of services. Now, you have other communities that are around, you know, Atlantic or Creston or Red Oak, something like that, where you'd think, well, those facilities would be available to folks. But it's not readily available. You've got to hop in the car and go get there. And if you've got to spend time on the road, that's time away from exercising. And it's also a reason not to do it.
Yes, and you know, for myself included, it doesn't take much to sometimes distract me from getting going. But yes, the center's right there on Main Street in Cumberland. At this point, it is available to anyone 12 and older that is doesn't have to live in Cumberland. It can be, you know, anyone in the area. At this point, no cost. We just ask that those that use the center, they need to sign a signed liability release.
Mm-hmm. And it's not, some people think it's just for the kids. It's not just for the kids.
Right now, yes, absolutely. When we initially set up the program and the center, that was our focus, mm-hmm. was for teens in the area. And then what we did about a month ago is we had a community meeting and just to see interest in other age groups. Mm-hmm. And we had some people come and just express, adults that expressed an interest. Again, they were like, we didn't know this was here. And we've had some interest in adults starting to use the center as well. So now we've opened up 12 and older.
Perfect. Well, we all need to stay in shape.
Absolutely.
Or at least have the opportunity to do it. We have so many of those, you know, technological distractions,
yes,
in our lives.
That's
good,
right.
Reasons to sit on our fanny and not get up and do something. So if you make it as easy as possible, folks will obviously want to participate. Getting people started is the hard part.
That is. So we're really hoping this fun run and walk will be an opportunity maybe to help people kickstart their own fitness goals for 2020. Mm-hmm. And if we have a 1 mile and a 2 mile course, but they can just come and join us. We have some literature available for that has to do with February being American Heart Month and some great heart healthy and delicious refreshments.
Oh, perfect. At the fitness center, you do have pieces of equipment for folks to be able to utilize.
Absolutely. And this will be a great opportunity for people to come and check it out. We have an elliptical, two treadmills, a squat rack with all the weights, a couple spin bikes, and we're hoping to also get an cross trainer, which is a wonderful piece of equipment that will, for people that have maybe a little bit issues with mobility, it's less impact in a lower cardio workout, but still very effective.
Sure. Now, do you have programming then too Do you have different types of activities, programs that you set up?
We have had a few, and if we know what people would want, then we can bring those in. So this is a great opportunity to let us know this is what you'd like. We've had some lifters come in that have had an athletic training background, and we offer some pro opportunities camps in the summer. Those are primarily for youth and teens, but our volunteers are willing and want to show people how to use the equipment and what's available.
Very good. Do you have regular hours?
We do right now, and we can extend those. Right now, we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 to 6, and then Saturday mornings, 9 to 11. But we've told anyone that has stopped in or anyone out in the community, if there's other hours that work and days that work better for you, you just need to communicate with us. Our center is supervised, and it's supervised by CPR certified adults. So that's why you just can't come and go, because really for safety reasons, it's good. You need to have someone at your center when you're working out.
Oh, sure. It's always work on the buddy system.
Yes.
It's always a lot easier and a lot safer to do it that way too. Well, getting started, as I mentioned, is the hard part. And as you alluded to, this Saturday is a great way to kind of get yourself started, maybe at your own pace with the fun run walk. Tell us about where are they going to go? You got a route set up?
Yes, we have a same route as last year. We actually have a 1 mile and a 2 mile route. They overlap. So we'll start right there where the center is, kind of the bottom of Main Street, and just wind around beautiful Cumberland. And you can go at your own pace. You can run or walk. I was able, my husband sometimes wonders if I should still do it at my age, but I like to shuffle. I always say my old lady jog around, and I'll do the 2 mile course, and there'll be several that will, but many just do the 1 mile, or they go as far as they can and come back.
And it literally is your own pace. It's not a race.
No, it's not a race.
And do it, like I said, do it with your friends, come with a group, have some fun. The costs, pretty reasonable.
Very reasonable, $5. We really just want to help people get started and get out and come together and show their support for each other and for, setting some fitness goals, kind of get yourself going. We don't have medals, but what we do have is some area businesses and some individuals have donated some wonderful items. So anyone that's a paid participant that at the conclusion of the run walk, we will do a drawing.
Okay, very good. So an opportunity to go home with some stuff.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. Some That's very nice
easy.
Things.
Yeah. So how would folks go about getting involved in this?
Okay, well, they can certainly give me a call. My number is 641-745-7434. If you have any questions or need a form, at this point where we're already pretty close to Saturday, the best thing to do would just be to show up Saturday morning. I would say by a little before 9, so we can get you registered, and because we do need that signed form, that release, and there's also forms available at the schools, the camp schools, and also at the fitness center.
Do they need those forms to you ahead of time or just that day?
Really, we just need those that day. It's okay. Always nice to have a count, but it's all right.
So it's not a big deal to register in advance for supplies and
that?
And It'll take care of itself.
It will.
Because it's not a race.
No.
We're not chipping you. We're not tagging
yes.
you. We're not slapping a number on your back. We're not doing any of that kind of stuff. It's
you can make it as competitive as you want to be, yes.
Yeah, if you've got some buddies that want to come down and race
that's
against
right.
one another, that's fine. Go crazy. But don't expect me to participate in that part of it. It's just not how it works. Well, very good. What's the long term for the Cumberland Fitness Center then? You're raising a little bit of money. This will be a little money. It's not going to generate a ton of money for you, but every little bit helps along the way. What's the goal long term?
Absolutely. Well, we want to keep the center available for really the adults and the kids in and around the Cumberland area. I think it's important. They do not have any other facility in that area, as you mentioned, to really access without driving, several miles. So we want to keep it going. Of course, there's ongoing expenses. That's why we do these fundraisers. They pay their own rent and their own liability insurance, so that does add up. But that's why we're doing this fundraiser.
You bet. Well, we do have a healthy Cass County group here in the area, always looking to give folks opportunities and highlight the ways that folks can stay healthy.
Yes, that's right.
As we continue to age. We can't stop that process, can we?
No, it doesn't.
Boy, I wish we could. Again, that's this Saturday, February 15th, 9 a.m. They'll get that started. So swing on by and hope to have a nice crowd there and some good support. And check out the facility, too. It might be something that you could really get a lot of benefit from.
And this is a great opportunity to get to look at the center and see if it's something for you and meet our volunteers.
Absolutely. Deb, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.